Proclamation number 4006 of 23rd of March, 1947. Limits of knowledge. Exceed them. Spiritual realms are closed to people as long as they do not live their lives in accordance with God's will. For a limit of knowledge is set where the natural intellect alone works without inner impetus which, starting from the heart, is only meant to enliven the intellect. But spiritual knowledge can be acquired. The limits can be exceeded on a path where the human being's intellect need not be active, and he will receive thought material which can by no means be called insignificant, for it concerns knowledge which, although it cannot be proven, nevertheless reveals profoundest wisdom and can also be logically substantiated. It concerns spiritual areas which therefore cannot be fathomed with the intellect because they lie outside of human knowledge, and it must therefore also be imparted to people from the spiritual kingdom. This can only happen through the transmission of thoughts which, however, first touch the heart before they can be processed by the intellect. But the heart is only able and willing to receive when it has shaped itself into love, otherwise it is not a receiving station for the spiritual emanations and thus a transmission from the spiritual kingdom cannot take place. Spiritual knowledge, however, is so extensive that the human being with an open heart could be constantly instructed without exhausting the source, and unmeasured he could receive wisdom. But then his intellect must also be active if he wants to hold on to the spiritual knowledge he has received and, so to speak, first let it become his spiritual property. And only then will it make him happy. For as long as the human being stays on earth, his body and with it the organs must also carry out the activities which are their task, and thus the intellect must grasp and process what the heart receives from the spiritual kingdom, and he will have extensive knowledge to process and now also be able to pass it on. But anyone who only uses his intellect, whose heart closes itself to spiritual currents, will also only receive impressions from the earthly kingdom and will not have knowledge which concerns spiritual areas. Its knowledge will be little, although it will be acknowledged by fellow human beings, for it will be completely extinguished when the hour of the physical end has come, whereas spiritual knowledge is everlasting. It will be taken over into the spiritual kingdom and signifies wealth for the soul with which it can now work in the beyond for its own happiness. For it is now to distribute knowledge and can only do so if it possesses such. In contrast, the soul of the one on earth, devoid of all love, only let his intellect become active and with it alone wanted to penetrate spiritual knowledge, stands poor and ignorant in the beyond. For limits are set for him which he cannot transcend until he has changed himself into love. Amen.